Blog Talk Radio.
Get your motor running. T-Man is 30 seconds and counting.
You know, this used to be a hell of a good country. I can't understand what's going on with it.
Chaos.
T-minus 15.
Well, they're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent.
10, 9, ignition sequence start.
What you represent to them is freedom.
We have ignition.
We have ignition.
There we go. Did you cut it off that quick?
I did. When we had ignition, we're ignited.
Well, I'm going to say this, Mel. Good evening, Texas micers and hackers all across the nation. This is Texas Micro Radio number 302. And my name is Mel Popeye Moss. My co-host, Mel O.G. Robbins, is with me, and we are not in studio. I'm on the highway, and he is in studio. Good evening, Mel. How are you doing?
Oh, you're in trouble now. I've got control tonight.
I know it. There'll be all kinds of gunfire and everything else. Well, tonight is the title of our show is Where is the COC? And we had that question asked on All for One the other day, and I thought we might answer it. The only group we can speak for is the one in Texas and U.S. Defenders, which we are actually members of. And where in the hell are we at? We've been fighting the battle. We've been fighting a good fight in Waco. We've been working through our club and through other clubs that have helped participate in unseating Abel Reyna. And that was a long, long process that required a lot of things to fall in place at the right times. And we've been working at that now. Mel, you and I have been working at the legislative stuff, what, now 5 years? Something like that?
Yes, sir. We are coming up on it. Got 5 years. Seems like yesterday, but it's been 5 years.
Yeah. And the biggest thing about this stuff is being able to being stubborn enough to stick with it. No matter the setbacks, no matter what goes on, no matter that everybody's telling you there's nothing we can do about it, you just can't listen to that stuff. You just have to keep forging ahead. You have to keep pushing the envelope. You have to think outside the box. And that's what we're going to try and do going into this next legislative session. There are many issues we're going to be looking at. Motorcycle profiling, for one. The motorcycle safety fund, which has now been jacked with again. So these are issues that we're going to have to work on, issues that is pretty tough. Last time we tried motorcycle profiling here in Texas, we couldn't get it off the ground. This year we wanted it at least off the ground, right, Mel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you and I were talking today, and I think there are some elements out there that think, well, this is kind of like the dead red bill. We'll just jump right into it and continue on, and maybe we can get it pushed through this year. But there are some issues with the motorcycle legislative bill that are unlike any other bill that we've tried to find sponsors for and tried to get published. And that is, we ended up last session literally in the hole with that bill. Not only were we not real successful with sponsors, but there was so much crap going on with some clubs out there. There was bad publicity. They didn't, I mean, the motorcycle profiling bill was like a hot potato, and mm-hmm. nobody really wanted to touch it. And our fear is, you know, we keep telling everyone, hey, we need your help. And the help we need from you is documentation on stops. If you're being stopped and harassed, we need that documentation. Video clips, fill out the form. Keep us informed. We need to be able to come in with a lot of documentation and video evidence to get these legislators swayed. Now, we know how powerful video evidence is because we had that one great video clip during the last legislative session to where we actually, until the shit hit the fan with the bad publicity going on, with some of the episodes that a few clubs pulled out there, we had great video. I believe it was, wasn't it Paul Lander's brother was riding his bike down.
It may be.
If I remember right, it was somebody's brother anyway, going to college, riding his motorcycle, got stopped, held on the side of the road. The cops wanted pictures of his tattoos, made him take his shirt off, kept him there, harassed the hell out of him. And there was great video of all of it. And when we started showing that to legislators, it got their attention. And the ones that already sponsored several bills said, hey, we will go out and find you a sponsor. That's how heated up they got over that one video. I can only imagine how quickly we could get the train rolling if we had the proper documentation, and that's going to be key to it. Just like you and I were talking today, Popeye, legislative day, there are elements out there that think that, we can get this all organized 30 days before the event. Well, you know, we better start planning now. Our legislative day is going to flop flat on its face. And the most important thing we've been able to do in the past is to go in there all wearing our cuts as bikers, visiting legislators all day long, so they were well aware that we are a large community. And now we can talk about getting Abel Reyna out of office, which in their language interprets to we've got voting power.
Yeah.
Which is very important. Yep. They listen if they think you've got voting power. So
yes, they do.
It's important.
And Mel, let me inject something here. That video, we just got that video, what, Mel, maybe a week or two before the legislative day. And, you know, I
right.
wish we would have had that early on, like in the summer when 6 months out before legislative day even happened. So as we were approaching legislators that we know with the bill, and also had video backup with that. But you know what? We need that. We need that video and more. And we need it as soon as possible. If you are stopped, make sure to record that. If you're stopped, harassed, or stopped for like goofy reasons, you know, like you didn't put your finger out when you went to turn left, gave a left turn signal or something, you know, some sketchy reason, your tail light may not be the right height or some goofy thing like that, or just, hey, we just want to check you out for what you might be wearing. So if you get a stop like that, we need to know about it. You need to video it, or at least an audio of it.
Well, you know, and like Bill Smith.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like Bill Smith said, the AIM attorney, who is our attorney for the COC and I, was talking, if you're not comfortable or it's too awkward to try and tape something or video it with your phone, there are some real cheap cameras you can wear, no bigger than a button. And I went eBay and started checking them out. And, you know, you can get them for as low as $15. I think to get one that's reasonably, that's decent, is probably more in the area of $30. But they're cheap. You can wear it. You can turn it on, and it keeps recording. And it just, if it will only keep an hour of recording, what it does is it keeps running anyway, and the oldest information just drops off of memory. So if you get stopped, you know you got a good solid hour of video you can do of that stop.
Now those are all pretty cool items. So we want to work on that stuff going toward legislative day, not on legislative day. Because it depending on how legislative day works out, whether legislators are actually there or whether they're on the road traveling to Austin and their staffs are there. Their staffs are important because they have a lot to do with the decisions on what bills they support. They are very, very important. And I forget what they call him now. It's a guy that's in charge of their legislative issues, whether it be transportation or other issues. No.
Or
it's a guy in each legislator's office. It's in each legislative legislator's office.
Yeah,
there's a person that is an expert in the legislative issues, certain things like transportation. And so they depends on what committees they might be on too. All this stuff is
chief of staff.
Yeah, something like that. So,
yeah, I've got
anyway,
a few of those cards sitting here. Policy director is another one.
Policy director. There you go. That's what it is. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, getting ready now. What a lot of bikers can do. As you know, we've got primaries coming up. Actually, the primaries are done. There's some runoffs, but you got a general election coming up in November. You should be visiting these candidates, particularly the ones that you know are probably going to win, and let them get to know you and, you know, have the guts to walk in there with your cut on. Trust me. You'll get further wearing that cut than you will without the cut, because the minute they see a biker, they get very intrigued. Popeye and I have witnessed that time and time again. They see you in a cut, they're looking for your motorcycle, they want to talk to you because you are a unique individual in their world.
Yes.
You should be getting to know the legislators now so that when legislative day comes and you pop into their office, it's like greeting an old friend. That's really the position you want to be in.
Right, and let them know of your concerns when you go in there. Be cordial. Be a professional. Professional motorcycle rider. Professional working on a legislative issue, because you are actually lobbying them. You're not giving them any money, but you're giving them your concerns, and as a large group of individuals, that are working on these issues, and so. I love it when we can get face to face and I can get down and dirty with the stuff. I won't do it on the public radio on a station like this. where anybody can listen to it. But I do have other things to say about how to approach this. If you get a chance, come to one of our Legislative Strike Force meetings, which we will have one here pretty soon. That's in the works. And it's open to the public. You're welcome to come. Okay, Mel, what do we have next? I'm on the road, actually.
Anything new in San Antonio?
Oh, well, you know what? I brought that up today because the testimony of all these undercovers and everybody else down there, it's kind of interesting that, you know, and they're using these RICO charges, you know, like they're doing for, what's the guy's name, El Chapo?
Yeah.
The Mexican cartel leader who hasn't.
The feds love RICO.
How long has he been in jail? How long ago that was he was arrested? 2016? 2015?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you watch that crap on Netflix and it's old.
Yeah. So anyway, he's in jail. Hasn't been to trial yet. I guess they're still gathering up evidence or maybe undercovers or CIs or whatever it is they're doing, you know. They can take as long as they want. But you know what, Mel? These guys in San Antonio and even in the clubs, the motorcycle clubs, they're not cartels. They're light years from that crap. Now, I may have some people argue with me about that, but they're just not. What did you say, Mel? I'm sorry.
They'd like the public to believe that.
Exactly. Exactly. The vilification that goes on. And, of course, we're seeing it in the daily news with the president and anybody that's connected to him. Just 24/7 vilification. When, Mel, you know, law enforcement can be guilty of the RICO charges, too.
Well, you know what's funny when you say that about cartels? Cartels generally start with a family, then they got their soldiers, and they just spiderweb out. But they have direct command and control over everything that's going on. And they do everything by directive, and they're micromanagers. Unlike the motorcycle world, the motorcycle community, anybody you talk to, even when you address the dominant clubs, you'd like to think they're all uniform. And, you know, you visit a dominant chapter in this area, they do things a certain way, so you figure, okay, I'm going to visit that one 500 miles away, or even 200 miles away. I'm going to go visit their other chapter 200 miles away, and they're doing things totally different.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They because they're part of maybe a national organization, like we've got more than one chapter. So we've got our bylaws, and we have our policies and procedures. But it's written as such that all the chapters really kind of have their autonomy, where they're able to do their own stuff their way, and that's the way it rolls. I mean, the thing that's probably more under control than anything is the cut. The cut's got to look uniform. If you're a member of the Sons of Liberty Riders MC, everybody's cut looks the same. I don't care if you go here, Tennessee, New Mexico, Arizona, Houston, wherever you want to go, the cut looks the same. So that's as uniform as it gets. So for the feds to try and pin the cartel tab on the motorcycle world is ludicrous. I mean, I really have to laugh my ass off on that one.
You know, you know, Mel, and you know the TV show they love to talk about even put it up as evidence. The Sons of Anarchy. They got the same damn thing. It's that, you know, the different chapters and clubs around in that show are doing all kinds of crap. They're all different from each other.
That's right.
You got the guys in Ireland. I mean, right?
I mean, I remember specifically one episode of Sons of Anarchy. The guys from Happy Hills or wherever the hell the mother chapter was rode somewhere over by Nevada to meet another chapter and found out they were dealing meth or heroin or whatever, and they said, "You're doing what?"
Exactly.
Not happy about that one at all.
Exactly, Mel.
And that was in fantasy world.
Exactly. That was made up shit. But you know what? It's true to form. With everybody out there.
Yep.
It's like we talk about. You can't get everybody. You can't get 20 people to agree to crap. Yet they put on this scenario. They put on a scenario that every group, everybody's the same. And it's just not. It's a lie. Now, I have no clue how cartels work other than they kill a lot of people.
Yes.
But I haven't ever lived in that world. But my point is motorcycle clubs are a long ways from that kind of crap. And for them to use RICO charges on anybody, when you've got two or three people that are charged with drug crimes and whatever, you know, and I guess the supposed thing there is a person is murdered, which I don't know much about that, so I'm not going to comment on it that much. But I'm just saying that you can't paint everybody with that brush. You just can't do it. Although they're trying to, right?
Yes, they are. If they can pin RICO, then that means they don't have to work that hard to convict everybody.
Right.
All they've got to do is convict one person, and the rest of them are automatically guilty.
Right. Yeah, you're guilty for being a member or associating.
That's right.
It's what they want. It's what they want. You know what,
guilty
Mel?
Guilty by association.
That's right. And when one of these parties get control, and you know which side I'm talking about, there's no telling who they will pull a RICO crap on. And now that we know the FBI has been politicized and then given the authority to do all kinds of crap, it's mind-boggling that nobody's standing up. Well, I guess what? There's one group that's standing up, right? Us.
Yep.
We'll stand up and take them on. We're using the Constitution. While it's still alive. And that's in danger, too. And hot cock grass. But we'll keep plugging away with it. As the CIs sit down there making up their stories and telling whatever it is the feds want them to say. Oh, by the way, we saw that in that stupid show too, right? I'm just saying.
That's right.
Yeah. Let me see, Mel. What else I got on that list?
Okay. We've got judges and courts and government under scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. Well, we just covered a little bit of the government under scrutiny. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you take a look at it there, and it's just, you just take a look at it there, and the government's just out of whack everywhere. you're going, my God, how can we control this? And the answer to that is we better do it while we can. These things we're working on, we better do it while we can. And you better get your kids and get them straightened out, because they've all been indoctrinated to hand the keys over to them. And if you think it can't get worse, oh, yes, it can. All you have to do is look at Queensland. It can get really bad. Will it? I don't know. As long as we've got the Constitution and people that that believe in it, we've got a chance. There was kind of, it's kind of hard. You hate to do like Mel, like the environmentalist who's preaching doom and gloom all the time, that the world's going to end at any moment because there's too many of us. You know, as I drive across Texas, there's still a lot of open land out there.
Yes, there is. But the truth of the matter is, we are losing our liberties one by one.
Yes.
Because the older you get, the more you reflect back on how you grew up, what you were used to doing, what your parents would let you do, and how you could run around basically free, as opposed to what goes on today. And just the dynamics are so different. And I was reading an interesting article today about school. I guess they had was two or three adults that were young, I guess young adults, looked really young, that went undercover for a semester in high school as an experiment to compare their school days as opposed to what school days are now. Now, these guys weren't that old to begin with. So,
right.
But still, there was a dynamic shift because of the smartphone. And if you think about it, look at how life has changed for everyone because of their smartphone. And if you think I'm kidding, try leaving your smartphone home and go out for the day without it. You invariably will find yourself in trouble. First of all, you can't find a damn payphone anywhere if you needed to make a call. Secondly, you know, you're attached to the hip to that thing because of social media, and you watch kids. I watch my grandson. Hell, from the time I pick him up in the morning till I get him to school, he's got his face buried in that cell phone. And from what I understand, that's what the students do basically all day long in school. They ought to make them check those things in at the front door, and they can pick them up when they leave at night.
You know what, Mel? You know what? If they don't have them, the parents bitch if they can't get in contact with them for some,
that's right,
some supposed emergency. They raise hell about it.
Yep.
So
how the hell did we survive? How the hell did we survive?
I can tell you, it wasn't until, let me see, it's 1973. I had a company car, and I had they put a phone in it. Of course, there's a big box in the trunk, and the phone inside the car actually looked like a phone. It was big and bulky and looked like a phone. It had these damn wires that come up to it, but you know that right there. Of course, I had to phone in through an operator to make a phone call, but I could call anywhere in the country, and that right there started spoiling me. At the same time, you know, I still use payphones. You had drive up payphones at every service station out there, and you know, it was. It's an interesting thing because I installed for a company up in an answering service. I put a system in that would handle 10,000 pagers. Remember when we had the pagers? Everybody's walking around with pagers.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I put
Everyone
in
had
a
to have a pager.
Smart. This thing wasn't as bigger than 2 feet wide and 6 inches high, and it would handle 10,000 pagers. And you know, back when we was in the military and we were talking on these radios and everybody was bitching because there's only so many bands. Look at it now. I don't understand the technology, but how there is that many frequencies. But man.
Well, see, the difference is it went from frequency to digital.
Right.
And that's where the big transition happened. Once it went digital, it became almost unlimited.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But even then, they had all these frequencies. I mean, they were slicing them or whatever it was they were doing with them. It's incredible. Incredible the technology that's moved us along to where we're at now, good or bad. And, you know, there's a lot of good out of it, but there's a lot of bad going along with it. And in the case of Facebook, well, the bad with it is, Mel, is that if you use a cell phone, if you use the Internet, you can expect that whatever you're saying, whatever you're doing is going to somebody. And the government says they can listen in to all this crap, which I think they have problems because there's so much of it. I don't think all algorithms are working right. Otherwise, they would be catching more terrorists.
Well, I'll tell you, real proof that you're being watched, even on a very basic level, is go ahead and go to Amazon and start looking at a product.
Oh, yes.
And then don't buy it, back out of it, and then watch your timeline, and all of a sudden you'll see that product appearing in ads on your timeline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they know, somebody knows that you're interested in stuff like that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, there's an ad, there's an app we're all using, and I won't say what it is, but all of a sudden I'm getting ads just popping up on the screen on my phone.
Oh, yeah, it's driving me nuts.
Yeah. You probably have the same app.
Yep, I sure do.
Yeah. So,
and it's owned by
Facebook's under scrutiny. Yeah, Facebook is under scrutiny big time. But you know what, Mel? If we're going to use this stuff, that's what it's going to be. I don't know why anybody should be surprised or jumping up and down about privacy, because we have no privacy when you're using these things.
Yeah. Of course, the beauty of it is, Popeye, you and I really don't have anything to hide. We kind of say it how it is. I guess there are some elements that don't like us because we'd be considered political activists. So, you know, maybe to some degree we'd be considered an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know we're being watched because we ended up on a political ad.
That's right.
So that tells
That's
you right there
sure.
They're watching us. Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, you know, and for the sheriff's department to call me before we ran down on the first wave saying,
oh, yeah,
hey, we understand you're coming. Now, I don't know how the hell they got my phone number even. Mm-hmm. But they called me and said, we understand you're coming, blah, 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 blah. And all the while I'm thinking, what in the hell is going on here? I mean, it turned into a good deal. It worked for us. Still, you know, there's that big message. You are being watched. So, you know, you have to be cautious what you put up on social media. There are people that lose their jobs because they put the wrong thing in there. You know, they get all head up on something and they make a bad statement or something like that. And you can get yourself in trouble. So you got to be, you know, you've got to be prudent about what you're doing. And when you start using these apps that allow you to converse outside of Instant Messenger, you better be aware of who owns that app.
Exactly, man. You know what? And I don't even trust the encrypted stuff. I don't even trust that. Any of it.
Yeah. Because it's not that sophisticated.
Exactly, Mel. I have to figure that anything we're saying, whether it's encrypted or whatever, somebody somewhere can listen to it. And you know, I just don't have that much faith in it all. That you know, if I'm talking, I'm talking about our political stuff, whatever we're doing. I'm not. Well, we just don't do that many criminal activities, I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like we're going to. Yeah. At this stage, it's not like you and I are going to go out and rob a bank. This ain't going to happen.
No.
Sometimes I think that's what I need to do, but hey. Not going to do it. Okay, anything else we need to cover? I am on the road tonight, everybody. I just wanted you to know that I am on the road. I'm going. My dad had a stroke. I keep having to go back down to Clear Lake, Texas, deal with that issue, and hopefully we get him situated in a rehab place, nursing home, whatever we got to do. Maybe even have to bring him back home. So I don't know. Let's see how it works out. But if you hear noise in the background, that's road noise. And I promise you, I'm not going to go through any 20-mile-an-hour school zones here on Interstate 45.
Yeah. Now, we've got a listener, area code 254, that's called in and is holding.
Okay, go ahead.
So let's see who it is. Well, it's taking its time bringing the mic up.
Maybe just a listener.
It could be. I'm not able to bring them online. It just keeps circling and circling and circling. So.
Oh, it's rendering?
Yeah.
Yeah. If your computer's not going to operate, you're not going to be able to bring them online.
Nope.
Apologize for that.
It won't. It won't do it.
Yeah.
So.
It's the internet.
Yep, it has to do with something on the internet because everything else is working just fine. So that's about it for tonight. I think we've covered just about everything. Be safe. That's about the last one. There's you know, there are accidents happening out there. We keep hearing about them. Bikers going down.
Yeah.
Defensive driving 101. Keep your head
in the
game, as my wife likes to say to me.
Yep. I really would have liked to rode my bike down tonight, but I'm going to be carrying stuff back with me, and there's not enough room on the motorcycle for all that stuff, so
I had
to cage it. Yeah. But, we'll come down as a pack.
That's okay.
We
got a trip up north we'll be taking here pretty soon, so.
Okay. I know where that's to.
Hopefully sooner than you think.
Man. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. All right, man, everybody. Be safe, for sure.
Be safe, everyone.
I'm pedaling the Kima. Bye-bye.
Goodbye now. And good night, everyone.